Railway Stories from the Montsal Trail, The Journeys.
Can you tell me about when you used the Midland Railway line in Monsaldale?
Well, it would be pre-1935, any road. When we used to go on here, we belonged to the Buxton Peveril Rumbling Club, and we used to go out every weekend on rumbles. We were called Ramblers then, and we'd get on the station at Buxton. The Wyman's bookstore was there then, and set off on the, and it was pre-push and pull, go right down and get off at, I think they call it Cresbrook Holt or something like that, but I'm not certain. And I know we used to get off there, then you stumble down an old track onto the bottom of the dale, and then we used to walk. Normally walk then and walk back, you see. But occasionally we did go through the... it must have been going through the tunnel then to Bakewell, because we used to travel... Can remember travelling farther than that? But I can't remember much about going through the tunnel at all. I suppose it was we would be chatting and whatnot.
My father was stationed in Buxton for some years, and my grandfather was in Derby, and we used to, of course, always use it to go backwards and forwards there quite often to see him, you know. That was a real must, you know. That was one of the things we used to do. And, of course, holidays, we used to use it, but either to there or if we went somewhere else like Jersey, that was usually railway down to the bottom, to the coast, you know, and then get a steamer, of course.
And what sort of, what years were those? Was that like 1920s, or can you tell me just what sort of
no,
period?
We're coming up a bit more now. It'd been more the 20s to 30s, I should say. Easy. Could have been over, a little bit over the 30s, into the 30s, just into them.
I was going to interrupt you then when you were in full flow about...
I wanted to
interrupt you. Dropped your window and put your head out to see what was going on. You only got was an eye
full
of something in your eye.
That was drilled into you when you were a kid. Don't put your head through that window. Don't look down there towards the engine, you know.
Then your father will give you a shout saying there's a signal by a gantry coming. Oh, bring your head in quick.
Yes. Yes, you might got your head taken off of it because they were seemed very near together, the lines. See, I didn't think so much about it, really, with Father being on it, you know, working there. It was just sort of part of his work, and we got travel for it, and, you know, that was it. It was just, I knew it from when we first travelled onwards sort of business. And you don't sort of... You never think of it never being there, you know. I can't realise that people... don't know anything about that now.
So because your father worked on the railways, you travel on the railways quite a lot for your holidays or for day trips as well?
Oh, anything that was going, you know, that was but always wherever we went on holiday, we usually went in this country. As I say, we went to Jersey and one or two places like that, but so all the travel we did, I mean, it was done on the railway. We used the railway for everything. Anywhere we had to go for any reason.
So, when you went on holiday, did you sort of dress up in your best clothes for your holidays?
Oh, yes, 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 the best suit, yes. All your best ones, and then they were taken off, you know, all your holiday clothes put on. Now, don't get those that you came down in dirty, keep those clean for going back. So, because you know, you kept your play clothes and bucket and spade and all the paraphernalia.
Don't put your arm on the outside, you'll get all smoke and dust on it and soot and stuff.
Oh, yes,
that's what I used to get.
It was a...
If you lowered your window, if you managed to get a window seat and you just put your arm like that on and rested it, if it was open, you probably got, very often when you got out, you'd all... smut and smoke and soot and everything.
Well, I was a teenager in the early 60s, like a lot of teenagers, boys at the time, used to be keen on watching steam trains, and my parents had dropped me off at Millersdale Station early afternoon on a Saturday. My friend and myself used to spend the afternoon watching the expresses thunder past, and then when it came to late afternoon, we used to clamber aboard the London to Buxton Express. Now, London to Buxton Express, as I remember, was just a one-carriage detachment from the London to Manchester Express, which they used to uncouple at Millersdale Station. And then when the express had left and gone on to Manchester, a rather small, diminutive London Midland tank engine used to trundle up out of the mist or wherever and couple itself up to this one-carriage London Buxton Express and then finish its journey, the 5 or 6 miles up to Buxton, which it took about 10 or 15 minutes. And that was really my main memories of actually travelling on the line.
Mr Gundry was a station master, and he used to run trips for the local people. We went to Blackpool and the Illuminations and Bellevue Zoo at Manchester, which I think is now closed. My family and my mother particularly used to take us on trips, which were very nice. We'd go to Matlock or to Buxton, and there was parks at both of these places, which is still there. And we'd go swimming at Matlock in the open air pool, and roller skating at the Pavilion Gardens at Buxton, as well as the normal shopping. When the station closed, which I think was 1962, the train stopped at Great Longston, Mrs Boardman, who lived in Longston Village and was a nursing sister at Buxton Hospital, managed to get the train to stop for her. So she was the only person getting on the train at Great Longston. At the time, myself and another girl had just started to go to Buxton College, but they wouldn't let us get on the train. We ended up having a taxi provided for us by the education to Ashford and then caught the bus.
I'm Thomas Wolvenden. Well, my main memory of the Midland Railway goes back to the early 1960s when I was a student at the University of London reading geography at Queen Mary College in the East End of London. And my parents lived in Denton, which is a suburb of Manchester. And when I was travelling down to start the term or at the end of terms, or perhaps coming to visit at weekends to catch up with family and friends, I would use the Midland route from St Pancras in London to the Central Station in Manchester. And the reason for that was that the route from Piccadilly Station, which in those days was called London Road in Manchester, that station was shut, as was the whole of the line down to Euston in London, to enable that line to be electrified so that all the London trains went on the Midland route. And I certainly enjoyed my daytime experiences on that line because the scenery was wonderful. Once you got out of the suburbs of Manchester, you were very quickly into the Peak District. Once you got to New Mills and Chinley, you were in a totally different world. And then you had the joys of the limestone scenery through much of the southern end of the Peak District. The other thing I recollect is the way you experience different kinds of weather during a journey. I'd often leave a rainy London, and by the time you reach the southern end of the Peak District and the train was climbing ever higher in elevation, you might notice that the rain that had been falling was putting blotchy blobs of sleet on the carriage window, and sometimes by the time you reached the higher parts, you'd actually find it had change to snow, and you'd see a snow line with a white covering on the higher peaks as you went through. So that was a very vivid memory, and it's one that, you know, I can even recall in connection with my own honeymoon, because I was married in 1966 in Manchester, where my family lived and my wife's family lived, and we decided we'd go to Richmond on Thames for our honeymoon, which meant that we needed to get to London, and to do that in 1966 you still had to use the Midland route. And I can remember we boarded the train in Manchester, and it was it was raining. By the time we got through the peak area, the rain had turned to snow. It was sort of a romantic twist to the journey.
This podcast was produced by InHeritage on behalf of the Peak District National Park Authority to celebrate the reopening of the railway tunnels for walkers, cyclists and horse riders on the Monsall Trail. Interviews were conducted in March 2011. Thank you to all who offered their memories of the Midland Railway. We're grateful for funding from Cycling England. Steam Locomotive recordings are courtesy of Steam Sounds. Monsall Trail Blues is written by Steve Russell and performed by The Slingshots.